The Ordainers of Destiny are masters of manifesting. My name is Simon Alexander Breeden. It's Sunday, May 28th, 2023, and you are listening to the Alpha Wave podcast. Here is your webmaster's market news brief. Warren Buffett may have been correct about Bitcoin being rat poison, if bankers are the rats. In recent news, Facebook has agreed to a settlement of $725 million to resolve a privacy lawsuit that alleged the social media giant mishandled user data. Eligible U.S. users can now submit a claim to receive a portion of the settlement, which is expected to range from $200 to $400 per person. Meanwhile, blockchain-based game Axie Infinity has seen its native token, AXS, plummet in value as the platform prepares to unlock $156 million worth of tokens. This has led to backlash from investors who have seen their investments lose value. In other news, MIT PhD students have been recognized as JWAFS fellows for their innovative research on improving water security. The students' projects include developing new water purification technologies and exploring the use of drones for water management. Edward Snowden, a former National Security Agency, NSA contractor who leaked classified information about government surveillance programs, has released a new book entitled Permanent Record, which chronicles his experiences working for the NSA and his decision to release sensitive information. In technology news, Imran Chowdhury, the co-founder of Humane, has given a TED talk about the company's new wearable device, which uses voice commands and projected screens instead of traditional displays. The company hopes to offer a more humane alternative to the constant barrage of notifications and screen time that many people experience. In AI policy regulation, the consensus is growing to regulate artificial intelligence, AI, to prevent potential negative consequences. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman and government officials are advocating for new laws to ensure AI systems remain beneficial and avoid harmful outcomes. The U.S. government has expressed interest in regulating AI and has issued a non-binding document called the Blueprint for an AI Bill of Rights, which outlines key goals for legislation. The suggested rights include protection against algorithmic discrimination, safeguards against abusive data practices, transparency in automated systems, the ability to opt out, and access to remedies for encountered problems. Implementing regulations while balancing innovation and citizen rights presents a challenge. China's response to potential regulations is uncertain. The White House is actively seeking input from tech companies, AI stakeholders, and the public to shape AI policy and develop a national AI strategy. Existing laws may provide jurisdiction for addressing issues related to bias, anti-competitive behavior, and privacy concerns in AI products. The difficulty of creating new laws and defining national priorities for AI regulation has been highlighted, with the White House requesting input from various stakeholders. Challenges include turning suggestions into binding laws and addressing ongoing issues in the tech industry, such as privacy violations and social media regulation. The deadline for submissions to shape AI policy is July 7, 2023. The potential of AI to write biographies based on personal data is limited, but it may have more value for public figures with extensive public writings and interviews. Regulations may need to address issues such as digital colonialism, powered by AI, and the impact of AI-generated podcasts. Noteworthy topics include seagrass auctions, sinking cities, and exclusive subscriber content in Wired magazine. MIT researchers have also developed an AI system that can assess property values from photos, which could streamline the property assessment process and reduce the potential for bias. On the topic of AI, a recent blog post from Google has highlighted the ethical concerns surrounding AI development and the need for responsible innovation. However, Google employees have criticized the company's use of an AI system called Bard, which they claim is worse than useless and was developed without proper ethical considerations. In other news, the NSA has partnered with other organizations to promote cybersecurity best practices for smart cities, highlighting the importance of protecting connected devices and infrastructure from cyber threats. The agency has also awarded a $284 million contract to defense contractor Cassie for IT services. Recent research has found that infections can accelerate cognitive decline in older adults, highlighting the importance of infection prevention and treatment for maintaining cognitive health. The European Parliament has approved new rules for cryptocurrency licensing and fund transfers, which could increase regulatory oversight of the industry. Declassified papers have revealed that a former Mexican president worked for the CIA, sparking controversy and raising questions about the relationship between the U.S. government and foreign leaders. GitHub is collaborating with Duolingo to create a guide on how to use GitHub Codespaces for language learning. Codespaces is a cloud-based development environment that allows developers to work on their code from anywhere. now looking at the latest news regarding NVIDIA's powerful GPUs. Previously used for Bitcoin mining, are now expected to drive the company's sales in artificial intelligence, AI, technology. Bitcoin's price remained around $26,500, despite positive jobs and productivity data. NVIDIA's GPUs are well suited for AI due to their ability to process large amounts of data in parallel, making them faster than CPUs. The recent surge in NVIDIA's stock price is driven by the company's focus on AI rather than crypto mining. NVIDIA experienced a decline in GPU shipments and crypto mining chip revenue as Ethereum switched to proof of stake mining. NVIDIA's gaming vertical has started to recover, but the company's main focus is now on AI. The US debt ceiling negotiations and potential outcomes could impact the crypto market, including Bitcoin. Trading volumes in the crypto market have decreased, suggesting an accumulation phase. CoinDesk TV's First Mover episode covered various topics, including a legal battle between Ripple and the SEC and CBDC testing in Australia. Blend has captured a significant market share in the NFT lending market, while Astaria and Binance are also launching NFT-related features. WorldCoin, a crypto project led by Sam Altman, raised $115 million in a Series C funding round. The Ordinals economy in Bitcoin has evolved, and a dollar-backed stablecoin has been introduced. Next, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has predicted that the M3 chip will be launched in the second half of 2023. This chip will reportedly be used in MacBooks and iPads, and is expected to be faster and more power efficient than the current M1 chip. Google has unveiled a new AI model called Switch Transformer, which aims to improve natural language processing tasks. The model is more efficient than other transformer models and uses a unique switch mechanism to determine which parts of the model to activate. Bitcoin has been in the news recently due to a large long liquidation event that caused the price of BTC to drop. However, new data shows that 20K BTC has re-entered exchanges, indicating that investors are still optimistic about the future of cryptocurrency. Google is planning to use generative AI to create sophisticated ad campaigns. The company has been testing this technology for several months and plans to roll it out to all advertisers later this year. MicroStrategy's large Bitcoin holding has been a topic of discussion among investors, with some concern that the company's concentration of BTC could pose a risk. However, a recent report by Bernstein suggests that this may not necessarily be the case. Forbes reports that the biggest crypto cycle in history has quietly begun, following a significant rally in the prices of Bitcoin and Ethereum. This has led to increased interest in other cryptocurrencies, such as Dogecoin and Solana. Several top analysts have predicted that the price of Bitcoin could reach as high as $500,000 by the end of 2023. However, others are more skeptical and warn that such predictions should be taken with a grain of salt. Validator performance tracking is a new tool that allows users to monitor the performance of validators on the Ethereum network. This tool could help to improve the security and reliability of the network. In other news, Google's Bard chatbot, which has been available for testing to a limited number of users, is now rolling out a Bard-based generative AI web search to the first wave of testers. Google is officially opening up AI searches to a few people through the Search Labs program, allowing them to try a new twist to traditional web browsing. AI-generated answers will be provided by Google when users type queries, resembling responses from a chatbot, but with more detail and intended to replace or complement search results. The AI search feature is not perfect yet, as users have reported issues such as plagiarism, inaccurate answers, and difficulty in interpreting questions, similar to problems faced by Bard. Google aims to improve its language model over time to address these issues. To try the AI search feature, users need to enroll in Search Labs, although availability may be limited initially. Now on the inherent bias coded into AI models by human developers, Ababa Birhane, an Ethiopian researcher, is deeply concerned about the biases embedded in algorithms and datasets. AI systems, which heavily rely on datasets, often inherit the biases of their human creators and the data they are trained on. These biases can lead to real-world harm, such as underestimating the health needs of certain groups or perpetuating racial disparities in mortgage approvals. Birhane's research focuses on exposing and addressing the biases in datasets used by big corporations. She has discovered offensive labels and pornographic content in popular datasets like 80 million tiny images and ImageNet, leading to their removal. Machine learning research is predominantly conducted by white males, creating a disconnect from the diverse communities AI is intended to serve. Birhane criticizes the power of big tech, referring to it as digital colonialism, as it exports technology and norms without proper consultation, marginalizing underdeveloped nations. Shifting public attitudes and outrage are more effective in driving change in big tech than bureaucratic rules. Berhane believes that showing the data and exposing problematic datasets is important, but she doubts that big tech will self-correct. Auditing datasets for biases is time-consuming and expensive, and there is little incentive for corporations to invest in creating clean datasets. Researchers like Berhane shoulder the burden of uncovering and addressing biases in datasets, which can be emotionally taxing. Berhane envisions a civilized system where corporations take accountability and ensure fairness and accuracy in the systems they create, but she believes this is unlikely without significant pressure. The article appears in the March-April 2023 edition of Wired UK magazine. In other tech news, Apple has opened its first official stores in India, while Netflix has been experiencing problems with its DVD rental service. Twitter has made headlines with its recent decision to require all advertisers to have a verified checkmark, and Google is set to release an update to its AI chatbot, BERT, which has given hope to its fans. In the latest going on with Elon Musk, Neuralink, Elon Musk's brain-computer interface company, has received FDA approval for its first in-human clinical study. This approval means that actual humans could receive a device from Neuralink implanted in their heads. Elon Musk previously claimed that Neuralink was about 6 months away from its first human trial, which seems to be coming true on time. The results of this trial will be significant, as it involves attaching a device to a human brain. It is unclear who would sign up for the trial, but possibilities include individuals with important medical reasons or those seeking attention alongside Musk. Elon Musk himself has claimed that he will get the device implanted in his own head in the future. Neuralink has faced allegations of mistreating its monkey test subjects, which the company denies, and is under investigation for transporting contaminated devices. Synchron was the first company approved by the FDA for brain-computer interface trials in the US, and it announced the first US brain-computer implant in July last year. Recruitment for Neuralink trials is not currently open, but the company will provide more information soon. A Tesla whistleblower leaked 100 GB of data to the German outlet Handelsblatt regarding thousands of customer complaints about Tesla's full self-driving FSD features. The leaked complaints, spanning from 2015 to March 2022, include over 2,400 self-acceleration issues and 1,500 braking problems, with instances of unintentional emergency braking and false collision warnings. Some incidents described involve cars suddenly braking or accelerating abruptly, resulting in accidents and damage. Tesla's policies suggest a preference for keeping vehicle data confidential and only verbally sharing information with customers. Handelsblatt contacted Tesla with questions about the leaked data, but Tesla demanded its deletion, alleging data theft. The origin of the leaked information is unknown, but Handelsblatt received it from multiple sources. Tesla's full self-driving FSD capability includes features like automatic lane changes and auto steering. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, previously investigated Tesla's FSD software and expressed concerns, leading to a recall of cars and a pause in FSD installations. Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard is facing regulatory challenges in the UK, with an EU decision expected soon. ActivityPub is a new protocol standard that aims to make social networks more decentralized and open. This protocol has already been adopted by several social networks, including Mastodon and Peer2. IBM and Moderna have announced a new partnership to explore the use of quantum computing and generative AI in drug discovery. The two companies will work together to develop new algorithms and tools that can accelerate the drug discovery process. A new technology called sparse transformers could potentially revolutionize natural language processing. This technology is still in the early stages of development, but has already shown promising results in early testing. In technology news, quantum computing and artificial intelligence are making headlines. On the quantum computing front, D-Wave has announced a major breakthrough in hardware performance with the discovery of new quantum effects. Meanwhile, researchers are exploring the potential for quantum computing to solve the world's energy crisis. In AI news, Google is set to deploy generative AI to create sophisticated ad campaigns, while IBM and Moderna have partnered to explore quantum computing and generative AI. The Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, organized the DARPA Robotics Challenge 8 years ago, where robots struggled to perform human tasks. Startups are now developing more capable and graceful humanoids that could be employed in warehouses and factories. Figure AI, led by Jerry Pratt, a former participant in the DARPA challenge, has secured $70 million in funding to build a humanoid robot for warehouse work. Recent advancements in machine learning have improved computer vision, enabling robots to navigate complex environments and perform tasks like climbing stairs and grasping objects. More power-dense batteries developed through electric vehicle advancements allow humanoid robots to move quickly and balance dynamically. Figure AI's robot is being tested in a simulated warehouse in Sunnyvale, California. Other companies such as 1X, Aptronik, and Tesla are also investing in humanoid robots. Elon Musk's interest in building a humanoid robot suggests that the necessary technologies are becoming viable. Agility Robotics, a company founded by Jonathan Hurst, showcased legged robots at a manufacturing industry event, demonstrating autonomous warehouse tasks. Humanoid robots offer advantages in navigating stairs, tight spaces, and unsteady ground compared to wheeled robots. Melanie Wise, CTO of Agility Robotics, believes the market is ready for humanoid robots, with the main challenge being to increase their reliability. And that's it for the Webmasters Market News Brief. If you are still listening, I strongly encourage you to subscribe to the paid version of the Alpha Wave podcast, or to subscribe to the paid version of the Alpha Wave podcast newsletter. In addition to supporting the show and the Alpha Fund Avia DAO community, the token economics of the subscription is structured in such a way that long-term supporters are rewarded and ultimately transitioned into becoming integral team members of the inner workings of the project. For more information, become a paid subscriber or email info at alphachainlabs.com with any queries. Also, keep a lookout for Alexander Nemos NFT art on OpenSea. Just because the pieces from the Alexander Nemos Masterpiece Collection are not listed for sale, it doesn't mean you can't view them or make an offer. Feel free to make an offer on any of the unlisted pieces you find appealing as the collection populates on the site. One major reward for being an early adopter of the Alpha Wave podcast is that your offer could get accepted before the Alexander Nemos Masterpieces Collection is officially listed for sale to the general public. Join us as we make art history with the Alexander Nemos Masterpieces Collection. Every purchase of an Alexander Nemos NFT automatically results in the buyback of the Alpha Fund AVA governance token off decentralized exchanges. Print-on-demand reprints in the form of oil canvas framed paintings or merchandise of all Alexander Nemos NFTs are sold on Web2 marketplaces like Etsy and Amazon Marketplace. Commissions from these sales are distributed to the NFT holder for life. Additionally, a small portion of every transaction is distributed to anyone holding the Alpha Fund AVA DAO token or any Alexander Nemos NFT. This creates an inherent, irrefutable, and verifiable price point for each Alexander Nemos NFT that can be hedged and leveraged against speculation. There is more value in the combined recognition, use, and transferability of these individual NFTs as a bundle rather than their selves. But the underlying token economics of this particular use case could have record-breaking results. The Autonomous Value Authority Association, Alpha Fund AVA, is a decentralized autonomous organization on the Ethereum blockchain. The Alpha Fund AVA governance token used for submitting and voting on proposals can be purchased on Uniswap version 1, 2, or 3, as well as SushiSwap using Ethereum or any ERC-20 token. Bye until next time.